This morning on WCHL, Election Day is upon us. And if the pollsters are to be believed, races are extremely tight all across the country. The Orange County Health Department hopes that a series of locally produced videos will empower citizens to tell each other, you can't smoke here.
Take a deep breath. You smell that? Nope. That's because public places in Orange County are now smoke-free.
And North Carolina starting running back Romar Morris was arrested early Sunday morning in Chapel Hill and charged with a DWI. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, the Carolina volleyball team set a new program high, ranking of number 8 in the updated AVCA coaches poll released on Monday. And
Marcus Page has earned first-team All-American, so why is a freshman on the preseason AP team?
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
37 degrees, 607 at WCHL. It's a little chilly this morning, but it will be a nice day. Mostly sunny with a high crawling up into the low 70s today. Just a little bit warmer than yesterday. It is Election Day. No excuse not to get to the polls as far as the weather is concerned. If the pollsters are to be believed, races are extremely tight all over the country. Republicans are going to pick up some seats in the U.S. Senate, but it's still unclear how many. Most pollsters say the GOP is likely going to regain control of the Senate from Democrats. That's far from a sure thing. The latest surveys from Raleigh-based public policy polling show neck-and-neck races for Senate seats in Georgia, New Hampshire, Kansas, and Iowa. And those are only some of the key states up for grabs. And in North Carolina, incumbent Senator Kay Hagan appears to be leading her challenger, Republican State House Speaker Tom Tillis, but only by a very slim margin. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with public policy polling director Tom Jensen about what to expect when the final numbers come in tonight.
We're getting very little clarity either in North Carolina or nationally. I would say in North Carolina, the picture is becoming even less clear. For the longest time, it seemed like every poll that came out, Kay Hagan was up by 3 or 4 points. Now most of the polls, I would say, are either tied or have Hagan up by 1 point. So it seems like there has been a small but pretty consistent shift in the polls in Tom Tillis's direction. So that makes what was already a very close race even closer. I'm going to be pretty surprised on election night if either candidate ends up winning the North Carolina Senate race. I've been saying all year I'd be surprised if either candidate wins by more than 2 points. I'm sort of getting to the point where I'll be surprised if either candidate wins by more than 1 point. I think it's just going to be an incredibly close election, and we may not even know on election night who won the North Carolina Senate race.
I was going to ask if that means that we're going to be looking at a long, drawn-out vote count if we're not going to know until Wednesday or even later than that.
Yeah, there's definitely a good chance of that. I mean, there's always the chance that the polls are wrong and one of the candidates does end up winning by a clear margin. I mean, even if somebody won by 2, 2.5 points, that would be pretty clear on election night. But I think there is a very good possibility that this is going to end up in the less than 1 point range. And at that point, it could be a little while.
Which means that turnout, of course, makes all the difference in the world. I know Orange County turnout has been rather high, especially compared to the last midterm in 2010, and we all know how that one ended up.
Yeah, the early voting statewide has definitely been good for Democrats. I think it's always good to be cautious about reading too much into the early vote numbers, because we do just have a pretty clear division here now in North Carolina, where Democrats are a lot more likely to vote early and Republicans are a lot more likely to vote on election day. So
that is Tom Jensen, public policy polling director, speaking with WCHL's Aaron Keck. You can get more numbers from PPP on our website, chapelboro.com. Also, that entire interview is on our website. And don't forget to tune in to WCHL tonight after the WCHL Evening News for our live election coverage. We'll be joined by Tom Jensen along with other guest analysts. We'll break down the numbers as they come in, and we'll speak with some of the winning candidates in our local races. It all begins after 7 o'clock tonight. I'll be here. Aaron Keck will be here. Elizabeth Friend will be here. The entire WCHL news team will be working on it. And again, our special guest analyst. You can also visit our website this evening, chapelboro.com, for all the election returns as they come in. They will be posted immediately. The Orange County Health Department hopes that a series of locally produced videos will empower citizens to tell each other, you can't smoke here. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Take a deep breath. You smell that? Nope. That's because public places in Orange County are now smoke-free.
That message, delivered by one actor to another as they walk together down Chapel Hill's Franklin Street, begins one of five videos produced by a contracted videographer for Orange County. Public Information Officer Stacy Shelp of the Orange County Health Department said that one goal of the videos, now posted on the Orange County website, is to show people how to say no to other people smoking. That can be awkward.
Whether it's mom on the playground or the person on the street or the shop owner or county employee to county employee or town employees.
Another goal is to get the videos out there.
We would love them to go as viral as they can. We are encouraging the different towns, municipalities, police departments, etc., to share them, to have them on their website.
On October 24, 2012, then-Chair Tony Whitaker signed the Orange County Board of Health rule that bans smoking in public places and in county and town buildings, grounds, and vehicles. The 11-page document lays out all the affected places, including bus stops, sidewalks, and polling places, and cites North Carolina statutes authorizing local governments to enforce rules on government property and rules that protect public health. Since then, errant public smokers may have encountered a red-vested smoking response team of health department workers and citizen volunteers accompanied by a police officer, there to remind everybody that Orange County strives to be smoke-free. The SRT is scheduled to patrol Franklin Street today. Information about the smoking ban is available on the Orange County Visitors Bureau site. You can find a link to that in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. More news coming up in just a moment.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer. That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket. Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by providing a variety of printing services, including business cards, banners, manuals, brochures, presentations, and more. You can also submit your request online at theupsstore.com/printing. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard in Meadowmont and in Chapel Hill North.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
For the best burgers and fries in town and where kids eat free on Sundays, head to Buns in Chapel Hill. Right in the heart of downtown on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary, Buns sells amazing burgers every day for a taste and a price the whole family will love. And remember, on Sundays you can purchase one adult combo and receive one free kids meal. So when you're craving burgers, take the family to Buns. It's burger perfection.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:15. At last night's Chapel Hill Town Council meeting, the council unanimously voted to create a development agreement to move toward developing the Obie Creek property. The developer expressed some concerns.
I'm a little troubled that we're going to do this, and yet at the same time, you're going to begin looking at a process of developing your own property.
That's Roger Perry, president of East West Partners Management Company. This company will soon negotiate with Chapel Hill on the terms of building a multi-use development across from Southern Village, the proposed Obie Creek development. Ben Perry, finance director of East West Partners, said Roger Perry is troubled because the town is asking East West Partners to pay for road improvements costing millions of dollars, which will increase the value of the town-owned park and ride lot across the street. Ben Perry expressed concern after council members discussed the possibility of finding a developer for the P&R lot property. Perry said this situation introduces a conflict of interest into the negotiation process.
I just throw that out as something for consideration.
That's Roger Perry again, and here's Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt with his response.
Well, thank you. And I actually was wondering when you were going to notice that. I mean, I just say.
I've noticed it for some time. I didn't realize you were going to go quite this far.
In response to Roger Perry, Kleinschmidt said cameras will record and broadcast each meeting, and East West Partners can remind council members of this potential conflict. He also said this is an example of the council navigating multiple issues at the same time. The town owns the Park and Ride lot property, but the Maryland-based company Caves Valley Partners owns the Obie Creek property. During the public comment period, resident Amy Ryan said the development should be well connected to other parts of Chapel Hill, and it should not negatively impact traffic on side roads near the development. She also said the development should prioritize affordable housing.
Obie Creek will be worth it if it achieves some important town goals. For example, this is a great spot for moderate-priced housing. The area has plenty of high-priced single-family homes already. Let's ask for units that cater to UNC employees who can then bike or take the bus to work.
Affordable housing will be one of the discussion topics at the council's next special meeting. This meeting focused on Obie Creek will be held on November 13th at Chapel Hill Town Hall. You can find this whole story on chapelboro.com. With Election Day upon us, everybody in North Carolina seems to have his or her own opinion about where things stand and how they got here. But one former UNC history professor is answering that question by looking back through our state's history. Jim Lutze is an emeritus professor of history at Carolina and the former chancellor at UNC Wilmington. He's recently published a book called Entering North Carolina, Set Clocks Back 100 Years, not his original title.
I am very unhappy about what's going on in North Carolina currently. I told my publisher that I wanted to title the book Up Is Hell and I Want My State Back.
Lutze's book is a journey through 19th and 20th century North Carolina politics, tracing the political ancestry of our leading public figures today. But it's also a book with an agenda. Lutze says North Carolina thrived in the 20th century because it was controlled by progressives in both parties, and that's no longer the case today.
I don't care what party it is. I don't care whether it's a Jim Holzhauser-type Republican Party or a Jim Hunt Democratic Party. Any party that wants to return to the moderate course of North Carolina, support education, support the environment, support reasonable rules and laws as far as building and pollution and other things, I'm for them.
Again, that is Jim Lutze. The name of the book is Entering North Carolina, Set Clocks Back 100 Years. You can find the book at local bookstores. It was published earlier this year. WCHO News Time, 6:19. Time now for traffic and weather together. Man traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot happening as far as the traffic is concerned. Not so far, but that situation will certainly change in just a little while here. And, of course, Nikki Morse will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. In the meantime, if you know of something that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHO Chat and become a WCHO Road Warrior. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. WCHO's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, pretty darn chilly this morning, 36 degrees right now. Mostly sunny, though, and a little bit warmer than yesterday. High today in the low 70s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, not as cool with a low down around 45. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the low 70s. Now, looking ahead a little bit, tomorrow night, we'll have some clouds moving in. A chance of scattered showers probably after midnight. Not as cold either, with lows in the upper 50s. And on Thursday, a cloudy day, showers likely, probably in the afternoon, and the high in the low 70s. So, rain's definitely on the way later in the week, but today ought to be a pretty nice sunny day, to tell you the truth. Time now for championship sports on WCHO. North Carolina starting running back Romar Morris was arrested early Sunday morning in Chapel Hill and charged with a DWI. Morris, who's 22 years old, was arrested at 4:12 in the morning and booked by the Chapel Hill Police Department. Morris was released at 5:30 a.m. on a written promise to appear in court. The junior football player recorded his 11th start for the Tar Heels in Saturday's loss at Miami, but start number 12 will not come against Pittsburgh. UNC head coach Larry Fedora announced on Monday that Morris has been suspended for Carolina's next game on November 15th. In a statement, Coach Fedora said, quoting here, "We hold our players accountable for their actions, and when a player makes a poor decision, he must face the consequences. I'm hopeful that Romar will learn from his mistake and make better decisions in the future." End of quote. Morris is scheduled to appear in court November 13th at 9 o'clock in the morning. Of course, the Tar Heels have played at Miami the previous day and likely got back to Chapel Hill very late and from Miami, and he was again arrested and charged with DWI at 12 minutes after 4 o'clock in the morning. The North Carolina volleyball team set a new program high ranking of number 8 in the updated AVCA coaches poll released yesterday. The 18-2 Tar Heels are in the midst of an historic season and show no signs of slowing down. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Head coach Joe Segula has seen it all on the volleyball court. He's been in the business for 34 seasons, 24 of them at Carolina. But in the past 2 years, his squad has enjoyed record-breaking success. His number 8 Tar Heels have now been ranked for 26 straight weeks, the longest streak in program history. Assistant coach Eve Rackham says last Friday's dominant 3-0 sweep of Miami shows the team is peaking at the right time, with postseason play less than a month away.
Really, really good team win. I think the best our two outside hitters have played together in a couple matches, so it was nice to see them really score for us. We did a really, really good job siding out. Transition game wasn't as strong as I would like it to be, or as we've been practicing, but I think that in terms of siding out, that's one of the best matches we've had all year.
Junior Lee Andrew stands out for the Tar Heels. Andrew had 15 kills and 9 digs in the Miami win. Coach Rackham says Andrew's versatility makes her a dynamic teammate and has helped her emerge as one of the best athletes on the UNC roster.
You know, Lee is such a talented player. I think the more she believes she's talented, she's only going to get better. She can really do everything for us. She passes half the court. You know, she's back there playing middle back defense and taking back row swings, taking front row swings. She's one of our best blockers. You know, she does so much for us that I think sometimes she gets even undervalued because of just the sheer amount of swings she has to take and responsibility she's got every match.
Andrew identifies accurate serving as the key to Carolina's chances moving forward. With a 9-1 mark in the ACC, it's hard to imagine there's much room for improvement. But Andrew says a clean serving day takes the Tar Heels to another level.
Such a crisp game, and we really were locked in all 3 sets, and we left it all out on the court. In the second set, our service errors were like huge. We had none. In the first set, we had 7, and the second set, it was 9. And I think when we serve in and serve aggressive, it just brings a good vibe to our team.
Junior Paige Noonfelt says Andrew is critical to Carolina's success and believes the Miami win will give the team even more confidence. The Hurricanes were a formidable opponent, with their lone ACC losses going into the UNC match, coming to number 25 Duke and number 3 Florida State.
Lee played great. She had so many awesome shots, and she was just tearing apart their defense. Miami is a really tough team. They're going to be up there in the conference, and their only losses are to Duke and Florida State, so we knew coming in it was going to be a really tough match, and really happy we could come out and win that 3-0. It was pretty impressive.
Next up for the surging Tar Heel volleyballers, who have only dropped a pair of sets in their last 7 conference matches, will be a road trip up to Chestnut Hill to take on the Boston College Eagles Friday night at 7 p.m. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz, and this reminder, today, of course, is Election Day. Polls will open in exactly 5.5 minutes. They will open at 6:30 a.m. and remain open until 7:30 tonight. And, of course, I hope you will stay tuned to WCHL throughout the evening as the votes are counted. We will be on the air right after the WCHL Evening News. We'll talk about the elections a lot during the evening news, of course. But starting at 7 o'clock, it is continuous coverage right here on WCHL. I'll be here in the WCHL studios along with Aaron Keck and a cast of thousands as we get you ready for the vote count. It's very important. Get out and vote if you haven't already.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. On this day in 1979, 66 Americans found themselves in big trouble in Iran. They were captured by so-called students who had stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. The Americans would remain hostage for 444 days. The story after this. The American dream, it's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
This is the 35th anniversary of one of the worst days in America's relationship with Iran, which certainly has had plenty of bad days over the years.
For a government actually to support and in effect participate in the taking and the holding of hostages is unprecedented in human history.
President Carter announced that a crowd of Iranians had stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and seized dozens of American citizens, accusing them of being spies trying to overthrow Iran's new fundamentalist government. An attempt to free the hostages militarily was a disaster. Operation Eagle Claw left several U.S. servicemen dead and was a public humiliation for the United States. The hostages were held for 444 days until January 20th, 1981, which happened to be Inauguration Day. They waited until Jimmy Carter had left the White House and Ronald Reagan was being sworn in before releasing the Americans. As usual, Walter Cronkite summed up the day rather well.
And that's the way it is. Tuesday, January 20th, 1981, a day that began as the 444th day of captivity and ended as the first day of freedom for the American hostages in Iran.
If you ever go to Tehran, you can visit the old American embassy. Part of it is a museum now. Two statues outside the main entrance. One, a model of the Statue of Liberty. The other, of an American hostage. The Great Seal of the United States is still on the building. It's damaged, but it's still there. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
You've heard me say before that there are many ill-informed people in this world. People laboring under delusions like jewelry is just a luxury item. But I would contend that jewelry is in fact a necessity because there has never been a human society, past or present, primitive or advanced, that has not worn jewelry. Prehistoric beads have been found that are 90,000 years old. And some old jewelry is better than new jewelry, which leads me to the point of all this, which is to tell you that Grimble Jewelers is having our Fall Estate Jewelry Show Saturday, November 8th. For one day only, we will have over $2 million worth of fabulous period and antique pieces from the Victorian, Edwardian, Art Deco, and Retro periods. The fact that many of these pieces were worn by people who traveled on horseback and wrote long letters in cursive adds a special magic, evoking another time and place. So don't miss this opportunity to own a piece of history at Grimble Jewelers Fall Estate Show, Saturday, November 8th, GrimbleJewelers.com, corner of Franklin and Elliott.
The Kennedy Dental Group has been practicing in Chapel Hill for more than 20 years and prides itself on being a community-based business. Dr. Jeff Kennedy encourages everyone to enjoy one of the walking trails behind their new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street, across from Eastgate Shopping Center. The Kennedy Dental Group not only cares about your oral health, but your overall well-being, and is happy to make their ecological environment accessible to all citizens of Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Park for free behind their offices and enjoy the surroundings.
Hi, I'm Sandra Kamada of Skajaja Fund, and you're invited to our 6th annual Beach Shack Boil on Saturday, November 8th at the American Legion Post No. 6. Enjoy a fun-filled evening with shrimp boil, live music, silent auction, and cornhole. Skajaja helps local kids participate in extracurricular activities, and in return, they pay it forward by volunteering in our community. Prepaid reservations required. Purchase tickets online at skjajafund.org. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about the children of Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, thank you, Eric. It is 6:30 at WCHL, and the beginning of another great day, and let me just tell you, the polls are opening right now. Those doors are swinging open at the moment. They open at 6:30 this morning and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. So please, if you haven't been to vote yet, if you did not participate in the early voting process, please get out and cast your vote today. It is extremely important. It is 37 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. No excuses as far as the weather is concerned. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the low 70s. No mention of any rain in the forecast at all. Tonight, partly cloudy, not as cool, with a low in the middle 40s. And tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies for the highs in the low 70s. Looking ahead a little bit, we'll get some clouds moving in, but not until tomorrow night, and a chance of rain coming on Thursday. But actually, really good weather between now and then.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. The Kentucky Senate race, a key one on this election day. Democrat Allison Lundergan Grimes.
The energy is palpable. Kentuckians will bring us across the finish line successfully.
She's facing incumbent Republican Mitch McConnell.
Let's go out there and sock it to them.
Republicans hope to gain six seats and control the Senate. CBS News senior political editor Steve Shigaris.
Young voters, African Americans, women are groups that don't necessarily vote in large numbers in midterms. What you see are a lot of older white voters, and that really sort of benefits the Republican Party.
How about making voting simple? They're doing that in Colorado.
I'm Lee Frank in Denver. It's not really a day for going to the polls in Colorado, where like Oregon and Washington, the ballots are mailed out. Voters who haven't mailed in their ballots can drop them off at voting centers, and Colorado has same-day registration.
Nationally, what did it cost this political season to get the message out? Overall, ad spending may reach $4 billion. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 37 chilly degrees this morning at WCHL. Lots of sunshine today. Nice day. I'm Ron Stutz. $4 billion may have been spent around the country during this election season. I think about half of that right here in North Carolina. Election day is finally upon us, and if the pollsters are to be believed at all, races are extremely tight, not only here, but all across the nation. Republicans are going to pick up some seats in the U.S. Senate, but it's still unclear how many. Most pollsters say the GOP is likely going to regain control of the Senate from Democrats, but that's far from a sure thing. The latest surveys from Raleigh-based public policy polling show neck-and-neck races for Senate seats in Georgia, New Hampshire, Kansas, and Iowa, and those are only some of the key states up for grabs. North Carolina is right in the middle of the conversation. Incumbent Senator Kay Hagan appears to be leading her challenger, Republican State House Speaker Tillis, but only via the very narrowest of margins. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with public policy polling director Tom Jensen about what to expect when those final numbers come in tonight.
We're getting very little clarity either in North Carolina or nationally. I would say in North Carolina, the picture is becoming even less clear. For the longest time, it seems like every poll that came out, Kay Hagan was up by 3 or 4 points. Now, most of the polls, I would say, are either tied or have Hagan up by 1 point. So seems like there has been a small but pretty consistent shift in the polls in Tom Tillis' direction. So that makes what was already a very close race even closer. I'm going to be pretty surprised on election night if either candidate ends up winning the North Carolina Senate race. I've been saying all year I'd be surprised if either candidate wins by more than 2 points. I'm sort of getting to the point where I'll be surprised if either candidate wins by more than 1 point. I think it's just going to be an incredibly close election, and we may not even know on election night who won the North Carolina Senate race.
I was going to ask if that means that we're going to be looking at a long, drawn-out vote count if we're not going to know until Wednesday or even later than that.
Yeah, there's definitely a good chance of that. I mean, there's always the chance that the polls are wrong and one of the candidates does end up winning by a clear margin. I mean, even if somebody won by 2, 2.5 points, that would be pretty clear on election night. But I think there is a very good possibility that this is going to end up in the less than 1 point range. And at that point, it could be a little while.
Which means that turnout, of course, makes all the difference in the world. I know Orange County turnout has been rather high, especially compared to the last midterm in 2010, and we all know how that one ended up.
Yeah, the early voting statewide has definitely been good for Democrats. I think it's always good to be cautious about reading too much into the early vote numbers, because we do just have a pretty clear division here now in North Carolina, where Democrats are a lot more likely to vote early and Republicans are a lot more likely to vote on election day. So I think you'll see this Democratic advantage certainly shrink quite a bit when we get to the actual election day. But what it does mean is there's really no doubt Kay Hagan's going to have a double-digit lead banked even before election day comes. And Tom Tillis is going to really have to be counting on a big turnout on election day to sort of overcome the deficit that's been built up for him during the early voting period. So I remember joking about this in 2008, but it sort of came true. Barack Obama had a big early voting lead in North Carolina, but it was clear that Republicans were going to catch up quite a bit on election day. And I remember saying at the time, Democrats should root for rain, because if it rains, then Republicans are less likely to get out and vote. That's why it's good to have those early votes in the bank. And as it turned out, it did rain, and Barack Obama won the state by 14,000 votes. I mean, it was about as close as it possibly could have been.
Now, we're speaking with Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling, and sort of taking a look at the national picture. I know there's a lot of other races out there in the country for the Senate, governor's races, races for the U.S. House of Representatives that are just as close, if not closer, than North Carolina's Senate race. But any projection as to where the U.S. Senate and also where the U.S. House of Representatives is going to end up after Tuesday?
Yeah, I think the one thing there probably is a consensus about is that Republicans not only will keep control of the U.S. House, but they'll also gain some seats, Democrats sort of having to defend in tougher places than the Republicans this year. The Senate picture is just unbelievably muddled. In addition to North Carolina, we've done polls in the last week that showed the Democratic and Republican candidates within either 1 point of each other or tied in Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Georgia. I mean, there's just such a long list of races that are so incredibly close that it makes it hard to say what's going to happen. I mean, I think that if the close races split evenly, the Republicans will get control of the Senate, because almost all of these close races are places where Democrats are having to defend seats. But what it also means when they're all that close, and also when Democrats sort of are known to be better at getting out the vote than Republicans are and having a better field operation, it's possible all five of those races that are within a point right now could all go Democratic, and then that would let the Democrats keep control. So this is the fourth cycle I've been running PPP, and this is the first time I would have talked to you the Friday before the election and said, I really don't know what's going to happen. And 2012 and 2008, I could have pretty confidently told you Obama was going to win and that Democrats were going to pick up seats in the Senate. In 2010, I pretty confidently could have told you Democrats were going to get creamed. And this year, there's just an unprecedented level of uncertainty.
What's the best case scenario for Democrats and what's the best case scenario for Republicans in terms of the breakdown of the Senate after all is said and done?
Well, the Republicans could get all the way up to 53 or 54 seats if they win Iowa and Colorado and North Carolina, in addition to the races that they're expected to win in Alaska and Arkansas and Louisiana and Montana, South Dakota, West Virginia. So Republicans could come out of this with a pretty substantial majority. Democrats, their best case scenario really is keeping 50, which would mean winning North Carolina, winning Colorado, winning Iowa, and then picking up a Republican-held seat, which would most likely be in either Kansas or Georgia.
That is Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling. There's more to that interview. You can get it on our website at chapelboro.com. You can also get more numbers from PPP on our website. And don't forget to tune in to WCHL right after the evening news tonight for our live election coverage. WCHL's Aaron Keck, of course, your host for the evening news. He will remain here in the studio. I will be here hosting our coverage. We'll have a cast of thousands here literally, and we will be joined by Tom Jensen, along with other guest analysts. We'll break down the numbers as they come in. We'll speak with some of the winning candidates in our local races. It all starts after 7 o'clock tonight, and you can visit our website, chapelboro.com, for all the election returns as they come in. Remember, the polls are open right now. They opened 9 minutes ago and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. Top candidates in North Carolina's $100 million Senate race, who flooded televisions with messages for months, are now emphasizing individual contact as the deciding factor on Election Day. There were no high-profile political celebrities campaigning with Democratic Senator Kay Hagan or Republican challenger Tom Tillis. on yesterday's election eve after a week that saw Bill Clinton, Mitt Romney, and John McCain all appear with the candidates. Hagan and Tillis focused instead on efforts by supporters in the campaign's final hours. Hagan visited her Cary field office on Monday morning to encourage workers preparing to knock on doors. Tillis visited a GOP campaign site in Cornelius and made phone calls to voters. Tillis and Hagan are running close in the polls. As we just mentioned, Libertarian candidate Sean Hawke could be a spoiler. But I am just so glad. I don't know about you, but I am so glad the election day is finally here. And we talked about how numbers across the country may approach $4 billion spent in this election campaign. Just imagine what could have been done with some of that money. But I think about half of that has been spent right here in North Carolina.
Wow.
It's pretty disgusting.
That's a lot of money.
And I can't tell you how many pieces of mail I've gotten as well at home.
That's a lot of trees.
From both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's some repeat mailings of the same thing. You know,
I was really happy that I was busy yesterday when somebody stopped by my house. Is that mean? I really felt bad for the guy, but like, yeah. not really that bad. But at the same time, I was like, yay, I'm busy. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the number of phone calls, the number of robocalls you get.
Right.
It's amazing.
Thank God for caller ID.
Sometimes it's ridiculous. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it appears on my TV screen, you know, toll-free or unavailable or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even pick up those calls. But, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, I just want to, sometimes I have done it a few times, I admit. I picked up the phone and screamed into the phone. And I can't repeat it right now, what I said.
Wow, you know what? But they should know better than to call you during nap time.
But it's probably a machine that I'm yelling at, but it's so ridiculous. I mean, I think everybody's just fed up and they're not going to take it anymore.
Especially just... you, apparently. Remind me not to call you.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to call you. I mean, you're not going to call me anyway.
No,
so,
especially now.
Well, you better not run for political office either. Oh, boy. 642 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz along with Nikki Morrison. Nikki's going to have your traffic coming up in just a few minutes here. And also coming up next, we have a commentary today that has nothing to do with the election. It is from Ellie Kinnaird, and she talks about, guess who? Mary Willingham. That is on the way right after this.
Change your plans on Monday. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. on the weekend. North Carolina's oldest restaurant has more that's new, like an espresso bar with professionally trained baristas. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now the one-stop shop for the best in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, serving the freshest in local fare. And it's espresso bar. Check out CarolinaCoffeeShop.com plus Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for daily deals and specials. The Carolina Coffee Shop, now open on Monday, too.
Join best-selling author Sarah Dessen for the 27th annual holiday auction benefiting the Orange County Rape Crisis Center on Sunday, November 23rd at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. As we celebrate our 40th anniversary that night, we will include music, dinner, hundreds of unique gifts in our silent and live auction, and our signature dessert auction. All proceeds help the hundreds of people who rely on the center each year. Discount tickets are available until November 10th, so get yours today at OCRCC.org/auction. See you there.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
Good morning, it is 644 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Well, it's finally out there, the whole dirty story for the entire world to see. It cost a couple of $1 million and years of media attention for the University of North Carolina to admit what everyone knew. So I've been waiting for the thanks and apology to Mary Willingham, who is a real hero. Like all whistleblowers, she was maligned, her character was assassinated, her academic integrity was impugned, and everyone from deans to sports writers joined in. I think UNC and the community owes a big thank you to Mary. And if UNC had paid attention and followed up on her clarion call that something was not right, it could have spared itself years of embarrassment and shame. Our beloved President Friday would be so saddened that the work he did to warn against the corruption of big-time athletics had so profoundly tarnished his university. So, Mary, from me, if no one else, thank you for uncovering this miserable chapter in our fine university's history. And I apologize on behalf of all who should do so for the harassment you have received over your valuable contribution to our university. This is L.A. Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
With the head coach of the Tar Heels, Larry Fedora, Carolina coming off the matchup with Miami and now in the middle of a bye week. We'll talk about that bye in a second, but Coach had a chance to look at the Miami film, and I know it was a disappointing day for you and your team.
It really was all the way around, Jones. We didn't play well in a single phase. There was nobody really you could single out that played a great game. Unfortunately, we didn't have it for whatever reason. We didn't have it on Saturday. Way too many mental mistakes in all three phases, and it was disappointing because we weren't doing anything, anything new. So don't really understand what the reason was.
Before you take that first drink of alcohol, make sure you have a plan to get home safely. Alcohol affects your judgment even after that first drink. After a couple more, you might think you're okay to drive, but you're not. Always designate a non-drinking driver. There's no happy holiday ending to drunk driving. MAD North Carolina wishes you a safe holiday season. Visit mad.org/NC to learn how you can plan a safe party and get home safely.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Coach, now in the middle of a bye week, three games remaining, but you have this weekend off, and feels like a good time for your team to rest up and get fresh and ready to go.
We will. We're going to get some. We'll get some really good work in this week, but also at the same time, we're going to get our guys healthy. We're going to get them fresh, so they're ready to make a run down the stretch.
Carolina and Pittsburgh will be the next matchup for the Tar Heels in a week and a half. Coach Fedora, even with the bye week, will be at Top of the Hill tonight for his weekly radio show. That's at 7 p.m. Larry Fedora live.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
WCHL, of course, will follow the Tar Heels all season long this coming weekend and idle weekend. And by idle, I don't mean that the Tar Heels are going to be sitting around idle. They're going to be working hard trying to get things back on track, that's for sure. But they don't have a game on Saturday, let's just say that. 6:48 at WCHL, Nikki Morse has your morning traffic coming up. We also have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. You know what today is? Tuesday. Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Is it?
Yeah, you definitely want to stay tuned for that.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah Cooney, owner of the Root Cellar Cafe and Catering. You've known us as Foster's Market Chapel Hill, but we recently changed our name, and I invite you to come check out our new look. We stayed true to the concepts that made Foster's legendary. Scratch-made food, fresh local ingredients, and a commitment to our local farms and community. We've also added some exciting new menu items. Think of the Root Cellar as an old friend with a new name. Visit us on MLK for delicious food, made right here, or at rootcellarchapelhill.com.
Tired of taking your car to the dealer for service? Long waits, always being asked to buy parts you don't really need, and expensive. Well, F&F Automotive has you covered. Newly renovated with state-of-the-art equipment, F&F Automotive is an official North Carolina inspection station, and our friendly staff of ASC-certified technicians offer a full service of routine maintenance and advanced repair needs for all makes and models. Fast, friendly, affordable, convenient, and local. Visit fnfauto.com or stop by and see us at 107 West Weaver Street in Carrboro.
All right, running a little bit behind schedule this morning. It is 6:50 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. We'll start with traffic, and here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Nothing to get in your way so far this morning. 15501 still in good shape, both directions between 40 and Franklin Street. 40 eastbound also delay-free from Highway 86 all the way out to the airport. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL road warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, thanks so much, and I want you to stay tuned for Rock and Roll Tuesday, because Freddie's going to be here in just a second to ask a trivia question, and I'll bet you know the answer to the question.
I don't know. We'll try.
I bet you will. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 37 degrees, lots of sunshine today, high today in the low 70s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies, not a cool with a low in the middle 40s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the low 70s. So really nice weather. We will get some rain probably in the middle of the week, but between now and then, it is going to be downright nice. It is time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a few of those. Actress Doris Roberts is 84. You know, she's Raymond's mom on TV. Doris Roberts. Actress Loretta Swit, who was on MASH on television. I guess she was on the TV version. Or maybe she was the movie version. I don't know. I'm confused. Anyway, she's 77 years old today. Harry Elston, a member of Friends of Distinction, 76. Delbert McClinton, giving it all up for your love, baby, 74 years old today. Former First Lady Laura Bush, 68. Actress Markie Post is 64. Remember her from Night Court? Let's see here. Kathy Griffin, the actress, comedian, 54. Think red hair. Actor Ralph Macchio, 53. Survivor host Jeff Probst is 53. Matthew McConaughey is 45 and driving a Lincoln right now, wherever he's going, I guess. Sean Puffy Combs, Puff Daddy, whatever his name is this week, 45 years old today. Talk show host Bethany Frankel, 44. Heather Tom, the actress, 39 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. My friend Brian LeBlanc is 33 years old today. Sharon Updike, who lives here in Chapel Hill, has a birthday, as does Linda Commissor. Linda Commissor does really important work over at the university. Congratulations, Linda. Happy birthday. 6:52 at WCHL.
All right. Tuesday. That means it's time for Rock and Roll.
It is indeed. Tuesday. We're taking a little deviation today.
Everybody rock and roll the place.
Eddie Money.
Yeah.
Freddie Money.
I've been listening to a lot of Eddie Money.
I have been recently.
I really.
Yeah, I mean, both of us liked his rock and roll. And we had, remember that show in Raleigh?
Yeah.
The Civic Center?
Yeah, we had a great time.
That was fun.
You know, one song that I have, there are two songs that have been driving me crazy. They're in my head. What? One of them is Driving Me Crazy.
Oh, yeah?
And the other one is My Friends, My Friends.
Huh.
Do you know that song?
I don't know the last one.
It's a slow song. It's not your typical Eddie Money song. Huh. My friends.
I'll go call it up.
Never got together again, ooh, but I love my friends. It's really good.
It's kind of like, sounds like I want to go back kind of thing.
Sort of.
Sentimental.
Yeah. Check it out, man.
All right, I will. Yeah. I will. I'll tell Eddie you sent me.
Yeah, please. Please do.
Well, today we're doing album gems.
Okay.
So it relates in a way, which we were talking about.
All right.
All right, here we go, folks. Found first on a studio album, mm-hmm, this song's appearance on a live album made this tune a classic.
Yeah.
I'm handing Ron the disc. We want you to name the song and name the artist. Here we go.
All right. We got a little listen carefully.
Barry starts her up.
Oh boy, one of the most recognizable bass lines ever. You know the name of the song and the name of the group? Call right now and tell me the answers. All right, that's all you get. The vocals about to start there. And what is it? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the answer, call right now and you can be our winner.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise and we're proud of our community too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Coach Ray Frederick founded the Bouncing Bulldogs over 27 years ago. The Bulldogs are an internationally renowned world champion jump rope team known pretty much all over the world. Coach Frederick is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I just kind of take it for granted that everybody knows about the Bouncing Bulldogs. Seven-time Grand National champions, 2014 world champions, all because of this guy right here and all the kids who participate in the program. This past weekend here in Chapel Hill, the Bouncing Bulldogs hosted the 25th International Jump Rope Spectacular, all culminating in a big show on the stage at the Carolina Theater in Durham.
The 25th anniversary of the North Carolina Rope Skipping Workshop. Started this workshop 25 years ago. We wanted to create an event for boys and girls across North Carolina where they could develop their fitness, at the same time challenge obesity. But lo and behold, now it has turned into an international spectacular. We have jumpers from France, Japan, and jumpers from throughout the United States. Probably the top 30 jumpers in the world. We have a workshop at East Chapel High School for a big barbecue dinner at the Armory downtown Durham. The top 30 jumpers in the world performing at the Carolina Theater in a packed house.
If you've never seen the Bouncing Bulldogs perform or all these other wonderful performers from all the world, you really are in for a treat. You guys put on a great show.
Well, thank you so much, Ron. You've been a great supporter. If you think about 25 years, the number of boys and girls we have touched in this community because of this very special sport, and it is a sport.
The Bouncing Bulldogs is a great program for kids age 6 all the way up to 22, designed so that the older kids teach the younger ones, and their tradition continues. There are hundreds of boys and girls who've been taking advantage of this program over the last 27 years. It started out small. Now there are so many, not only learning rope jumping skills, but they're all encouraged to make good grades in school or they can't participate. And more than that, they learn how to compete within a team, make lasting relationships, and win world championships. Once again, if somebody wants to find out more about the Bouncing Bulldogs and about the sport in general, how do they do that?
Well, all they have to do is go to the Bouncing Bulldogs website at bouncingbulldogs.org, and you can learn all about the program. And
best way to find out about this great sport is to just go see the show.
That is correct.
And you'll have all the information there, but you can visualize it. You can't possibly understand how good the show is until you're actually there seeing it.
Well, that is correct, Ron.
It's all because of Ray Frederick, who started it all 27 years ago. Ray Frederick is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right. Thank you so much, Gerald Remoyne, 657 at WCHL. Lots of phone calls this morning.
Well, Allman Brothers.
Yes!
In the house, and Whippin' Post.
Whippin' Post!
I can't forget that bass line.
That is a great...
The minute I heard that bass line, I knew exactly what it was. And I'm sure a lot of other folks did, too.
Oh. All right, hey, let's play just a little bit of that this morning, because, you know, I don't know about you, but I want to hear a little bit more of it myself. Yeah, there you go. You know, I had a lot of people who knew the answer to the question. Gary from New Jersey was the first to call in here, but Gary just won the other day, so I moved on, took another phone call, and you know who it was? Jesse Bassnight Jr. Woo! Yeah. Rock and Roll Tuesday! Woo! Lord, I feel like I'm dying. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather looks like this. Well, first of all, let me just tell you, Jesse Bassnight Jr. gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you're always good to go. And Jesse's a good guy. Thank you, Jesse. I know you know you rock and roll, too. Allman Brothers, Whippin' Post. That was the live version, Fillmore East, 1971. One of the greatest live concerts ever recorded. It is 37 degrees, mostly sunshine, high today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool with a low around 45. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 70s. And then tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, clouds moving in, scattered showers after midnight, not as cool with lows in the upper 50s. And then on Thursday, a cloudy day, showers likely all day, mainly in the afternoon, but a chance all day, and the high in the low 70s. So the rain's coming later on in the week. Right now, it's going to be nice. Today, Election Day, of course. Get to the polls. 7 o'clock.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's midterm election day, and Mitch McConnell can smell pay dirt.
Victory is in the air. We're going to bring it home.
McConnell would be in line to take over as the Senate majority leader if, as most analysts predict, Republicans win a 51-seat majority. CBS's Peter King tells us the Georgia Senate race could tip the balance.
Volunteers greeted Democrat Michelle Nunn with an optimistic cheer, and she believes that she will win.
I feel great. I feel very excited and energized.
Nunn went canvassing door to door as Republican David Perdue was holding the last rally on his seven-city fly-around.
And we are so blessed to have energy like this at every stop.
Polls suggest this race may go to a runoff in January.
I'm Barry Bagnato live in Washington. Even if Republicans lose the Georgia race, the math looks good for them as they seek a net gain of 6 Senate seats to become the majority party. Of course, it all depends on turnout. CBS News senior political editor Steve Chigueras says a GOP-controlled Congress would have an agenda.
Whether that's Obamacare, tax reform, financial regulation, the Keystone Pipeline. These are the kinds of things that you're going to see Republicans put pressure on the White House to make a decision.
Americans tell pollsters they don't have much hope the stalemate here would end. Frank?
Well, 36 states are electing governors today. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Gubernatorial races are actually more important because governors do while senators and House members talk.
In Florida, incumbent Republican Rick Scott faces a challenge from Democrat Charlie Crist. Winning re-election could cement Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's standing as a potential Republican presidential candidate. GM began recalling vehicles with a serious safety defect in February, but more than a million are still on the road. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker, what's taking so long?
Almost half the recalled vehicles still not repaired. GM says it's ramping up its outreach, contacting owners who haven't come forward. But the New York Times says many who have requested repairs are still waiting months later. Police in Yonkers, New York, investigating last month's fatal crash of a Chevy Cobalt. The dead driver's mother says her daughter approached two dealers to get the ignition switch at the heart of the recall replaced, but she was turned away. Frank?
A report out today accuses ISIS of kidnapping and terrorizing as many as 150 Syrian children. Fred Abrahams with Human Rights Watch says some were only 14.
The treatment they sustained in detention was quite terrible, including regular beatings and being forced to watch horrible ISIS videos of even beheadings.
The snowstorm that cut power across Maine over the weekend could affect today's voting. Power company spokeswoman Gail Rice says repair crews are working as fast as they can to get polling places up and running again.
Actually, many of these polling places are in the parts of the communities that are restored first. They're generally in schools or in town offices.
Two nuclear missile commanders have been fired, and a third was disciplined for alleged leadership lapses at a pair of Air Force bases. S&P Futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.